descensium, et desideratus earum, lapisque angularis, qui facis utraque unum, veni et salva homine, quem delimo formasti.
December 22, 1 Samuel 2, 1 and 4 to 8. Hannah then prayed as follows. My heart exults in Yahweh, in my God is my strength lifted up. My mouth derides my foes, for I rejoice in your deliverance. The bow of the mighty has been broken, but those who were tottering are now braced with strength. The full-fed are hiring themselves out for bread, but the hungry need labor no more. The barren woman bears sevenfold, but the mother of many is left desolate. Yahweh gives death and life, brings down to Sheol and draws up. Yahweh makes poor and rich, he humbles and also exalts. He raises the poor from the dust, he lifts the needy from the dunghill to give them a place with princes, to assign them a seat of honor. For to Yahweh belong the pillars of the earth, on these he has poised the world. Similar as we hear in the Magnificat, which is sung in the Gospel of today, we understand that we have to see all values in the light of God to really understand them. Because with human beings we are very much in danger more to look in a human way to the values and not to prove them in the light of God. But such a words are showing us how God thinks, and it's another light. And the praising of Hannah comes out of the joy that the Lord is so different and so wonderful. Maybe we are not always clear that in acting in the spirit of the gospel means really to convert from a lot of things which are not in unity with God. Also, the consequence of going a spiritual path has other criteria, as we are used them from our fallen nature. So we can hear the bow of the mighty has been broken, but those who are tottering are now braced with strength. So we can see that the Lord is supporting those who are in danger, those who are poor in spirit, like it is said in the Gospel. Those who are very strong seem to be living out of their own power, and all what they're doing counts before the world, but not before God, if this is not connected with the real virtues of God. We human beings have always to understand that we are not strong out of ourselves, that we all receive from the Lord, and that we are called to be thankful and to be in his service. All things, when we are very proud of ourselves, of physical or spiritual circumstances, in a certain way it might be a temptation to be like God. But those who are weak, and they know their weakness, they will call for God, and they will accept with thankfulness the help of God. And though they are closer to God, and give, in a certain way, God the permission to show himself to them more than to those who are proud of their own power, and they think they are not in need of God. So, on a spiritual point of view, those people who are weak and know this are in a greater reality as those who think they are very strong and they are, in a certain way, blind. Another word, he raises the poor from the dust, he lifts the needy from the dunghill to give them a place as princes, to assign them a seat of honor, for to Yahweh belongs the pillars of the earth, on these he has poised the world. It's a similar theme. The Lord is honoring the poor, and he brings them to those who are noble. Well, we can expect the same thing. We poor people, so weak and suffering of so much temptations, we are invited from the King of Heaven in the Holy Mass. All Catholics who are in grace are called, wherever they come from, to be invited for this wonderful invitation to share with the Lamb of God. Nobody is better than the other one. Everybody receives the same communion. And often we can see that poor or simple people are coming. They ask for the bread of the angels, and they will notice how much they are in need of this. And it will be wonderful in that eternity when we can see God like He is and have communion with Him and all the angels, and He will give us a place which is previewed for us with the holy people. Yes, the kingdom of God has other criteria. The prophet Hannah, she is thanking the Lord for all the power she receives, also for her special life, but also for the women who have no children. The Lord has a consolation. And in this time it was a hard thing for Israelites to have no children. But the Lord can change us, as we hear. Today we can think of the nuns, for example, who has no joy about a normal motherhood because of the kingdom of God. But their life can be so fruitful and she can have so many spiritual children. But this will we not very much understand, even in the Catholic world of today. And to have a lot of children in some societies has no value any longer. What we can see in this prayer is thankfulness and joy in the Lord. And also to praise the Lord that He is different. And at the same time, He's very close. So Hannah gives us a spiritual structure for a fruitful prayer. To praise the deeds of God in the right way, and also to remind ourselves, like Our Lady did, what the Lord did with us and all people and will do.
The O Antiphon of the Day says, O King of the Gentiles and the desired of them, Thou cornerstone that dost make both one, come and deliver man, whom Thou didst form out of the dust of the earth.
Orex gentium, et desideratus earum, lapisque angulari, facis utraque unum, veni et salva os.